It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll check in with this week's Art Hounds in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. The Bryant Memorial Gallery in Jeffersonville is celebrating its 30th anniversary with a show featuring the work of Mary Bryant. The gallery was founded in her memory by her husband Alden and continues to exhibit some of New England's finest landscape painters. Here to tell us more about Mary Bryant is the Bryant Gallery's executive director, Mickey Myers. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Neil.
So, why do you consider Mary Bryant to be an important artist?
Mary Bryant, I've gotten to know very well in the last year as we were preparing this exhibition. But when you really get to know the work, you see that there is this incredible depth to her vision. She was at home in many different media, watercolor, oil paint, tempera. She worked with wool and carding, and she did collage, and she did abstracts and realistic paintings. She was a woman who had devoted her life to being an artist, and therein you get to know a very vibrant person through her work.
You know, for all that versatility and all the different media, what do you think ties her work together? Are there any themes we should be looking for?
What I find ties her work together is that she was so comfortable with color. Mm. There was not a color that scared her. And that was as true of neutrals and grays and charcoals and colors that we associate with a rainy day as it was of bouquets of flowers, screaming oranges, purples, yellows, all together in one vase or in one teapot. And that is something about her work that really speaks to me, because there was a fearlessness that permeates all of her work, especially in her use of color.
You know, Mickey, there are so few recognizable female names in the art world. You know, Georgia O'Keeffe maybe comes to mind, Mary Cassatt. Other than that, I can't really think of many female artists. Why is that?
The famous actress Sarah Bernhardt once said that every artist needed a wife. And whether or not she was talking metaphorically or figuratively or realistically, I think that in her few words there is perhaps a hint about the answer. And that is that every artist who succeeds has some sort of a structure, a support system, a mentor, a teacher, someone behind them in some way. Today, it might be your art dealer, or it might be your webmaster. But in the history of art, there is a great deal of evidence that the helpmate, Vermeer's wife, for example, is a person who enables the artist to be themselves. With women artists, I think that there is further, if you want to go back in history, the fact that many women did not get an education or the same or equal education that their male counterparts got. What we know, for example, about Mary Bryant is that in her lifetime, her peers really recognized her. For example, the American Watercolor Society or the Allied Artists of America, she won gold medals, best of show. She also had, going back to my Sarah Bernhardt quote,
She had a husband
who loved to build things. Alden Bryant built her studios, and he made sure that she always had a place to work. That kind of support speaks for generations in the role of a woman in having the opportunity to be known.
Why were the Bryants so drawn to Jeffersonville, Vermont?
First of all, they were drawn to Cape Ann, Massachusetts. They had a schooner that they sailed into the Gloucester Harbor. They saw all these art activity. They were attracted to it. They started to participate in it. And before too long, various of their new friends, new artist companions were coming to Vermont to paint. And the Bryants came with them. After a two-week workshop that they attended in Jeffersonville, Vermont, they decided they wanted to settle here. So they had a home in Jeffersonville, they had a home on Cape Ann, and they went back and forth between the two places for most of their careers.
And really put Jeffersonville on the map as a haven for artists to come and paint.
Jeffersonville has been a haven for artists to come and paint for as long as 100 years ago. But there was a resurgence with this group of people who were coming from Rockport in the 1930s. And in a funny way, that resurgence has never ended. You can see artists along the highway, along Route 15, all the time, no matter what the season, even in the winter, painting the incredible sweeping vistas that are uniquely Vermont's.
Mickey Myers is the executive director of the Bryan Memorial Gallery in Jeffersonville. The exhibit In the Studio with Mary Bryan runs through September 7th. You'll find more information as well as some examples of Mary Bryan's work at bpr.net. Mickey Myers, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.